From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The world is watching as Japan copes with a devastating nuclear disaster. A second explosion has occurred at an earthquake-damaged power plant, again exposing the fuel rods. NPR's Joe Palca reports a release of hydrogen gas is blamed for the blast.
The Fukushima Daiichi power plant had three reactors operating when last week's earthquake struck. Plant operators have had problems circulating the water that normally cools the reactor core. Without adequate cooling, more hydrogen gas than usual is produced inside the reactor. The latest explosion at reactor number 3 happened in the building housing the reactor, not in the reactor itself. Some radioactive material has been spewed into the air from the power plant, but Japanese officials say the amount of material does not represent a significant threat to health. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities say two of the reactors are relatively stabilized. The U.S. Navy has moved several ships away from the plant site. It's a safety precaution after low-level radiation was detected on 17 helicopter crew members who flew near there for relief efforts. More bodies have been discovered along the coastline of Miyagi Prefecture, raising the death toll to about 2,800. But NPR's Rob Gifford reports the death toll is expected to go much higher.
The police chief of Miyagi Prefecture, which is where I am located at the moment, which bore the brunt of the tsunami on Friday, says he believes that at least 10,000 people have died as a result of the earthquake and the tsunami. And that's the number being used by other officials. Today and yesterday, they've found thousands of bodies, in fact, as they've started to sift through the wreckage and the debris.
NPR's Rob Gifford. Congress is focused on producing a new budget and cutting the federal deficit, but President Obama wants lawmakers to take the time to work on education. The president urged Congress to rewrite the nation's main education law before a new school year begins.
I want every child in this country to head back to school in the fall knowing that their education is America's priority. Let's seize this education moment. Let's fix No Child Left Behind.
Mr. Obama spoke to students at an Arlington, Virginia middle school. A 15th person has died following the weekend crash of a tour bus in New York. Police say the 70-year-old man died this morning. Federal investigators will examine video from a camera inside the bus that focused on passengers for clues on the cause of the crash. On Wall Street at midday, stocks have tumbled, and as investors assess the economic impact of Japan's earthquake, the Dow is down 116 points, NASDAQ off 28, the S&P down 15. This is NPR. A trial gets underway in Connecticut this week involving allegedly one of the nation's most active pedophiles. Hundreds of people claim the late Dr. George Reardon sexually assaulted them in the guise of medical research. They're suing St. Francis Hospital in Hartford, where Reardon practiced. The case was broken open 4 years ago when a couple living in Reardon's former home found a trove of child pornography. Old media is out, new media is in. New research finds the rapid growth of smartphones and tablets like the iPad is making the internet the place for news consumers. NPR's Paul Brown reports the biggest loser is newspapers.
The latest Pew Project for Excellence in Journalism report says revenue in most of the news industry is starting to recover after two bad years. But newspaper revenues keep falling, and for the first time, the report shows more people getting news from the web than from newspapers. The report shows one of the biggest challenges for digital news providers is that to an increasing extent they are not the intermediaries between their users and advertisers. That role more often belongs to aggregators such as Google, online social networks such as Facebook, and makers of mobile devices. Those intermediaries now control much customer data that news companies once did. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people injured in a Brooklyn, New York apartment fire is now 40, including 9 who are in critical condition. The fire broke out in the 4-story building early yesterday morning. It took firefighters more than 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. A firefighter is among those who suffered serious injuries. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.